Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are live here at loudmouthradio.com, and it is, again, a wonderful evening to be broadcasting. We are live in our studios here in the Metro Atlanta area, and you are listening to loudmouthradio.com. If you're online listening to us, you can actually tune in with us directly on our studio line at 347-826-7520. And if you're online listening to us, you can listen to us live as we're streaming on blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. This is one of those special occasions when we just want to say that this is always a pleasure for us to be able to come and broadcast to you live. I'm your host for the evening, Sunny, as well as Miss Jazzy Jones Smith is on the line with us tonight.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Good evening.
And you know what, Jazzy and I both over here just having a tickle moment because we just had the most interesting startup evening already, just coming in live. You know what?
I think it was the cold. I really think it was the cold. that blew us completely off air.
It pushed us back so hard. I was like, okay, can we have an opportunity to speak on our own radio network?
She was just one thing I can say, audience.
Oh, my God.
Our loyal listeners and our new listeners, trust me, she was talking to you so beautifully and just talking away, and you absolutely heard nothing.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, people, I have to be honest, it happens. Technology in the world of today, what can we do? We just can only stick to our guns and do the best that we can. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we are excited to have this evening of a great opportunity to bring another successful business in the local area to Loudmouth Radio. This segment tonight is what we call Tea Time, an acronym for the Entrepreneurial Academy. And I think that Tea Time has had a very good start out
it
the
has.
Gate, Jazz.
Yes, yes.
And
definitely. The
momentum has developed significantly. And I'm just really proud as a producer of this particular show. And the acronym T not only stands for the Entrepreneur Academy, it's also a slogan for Thirst for Enrichment and Achievement for your small business development. So for me to be able to say, you know, just all these elements, being able to come across the air and provide tools and resources to new and existing entrepreneurs, it just really makes our time on air a lot easier and a lot more fulfilling, because there's a lot of people out here that are busy in their days, running their business every day and trying to do the things that is the best decisions to make their business move forward. And sometimes, Jazzy, you know, it's not always easy. You know, one of the things that I think that poses, you know, to be a big threat in the U.S. is that small businesses do not have the resources that we used to have as far as funding and opportunities for you know, employment, you know, bringing in workers to help to you know, increase the supply and demand of what the business needs to operate. So for me, Tea Time is a very important factor. You know, we have consistently grown over the last almost 2 years, huh, Jazz?
I'm telling you, it has gone by so quickly.
It has. And, you know, we have had the opportunity to speak to, you know, different celebrities, professional athletes, authors, motivational speakers from around the world, Dr. Doc Z.
Oh, my God, my favorite doctor in the whole world.
Turned filmmaker. You know, we've just had some very, very well-rounded individuals on this network, but that does not take away from the fact that Tea Time has allowed us to take what most people consider the average person and bring them to this platform and say, look, what this person does each and every day is just as important as the Wall Street banker or the CEO of some of the larger corporations that surround us. Because, you know, think about it, a CEO that's coming into a large Fortune 500 company, yeah, they have responsibilities and things of that nature, but they already have the development underneath their feet. So it's a lot easier for them to come into their roles and be committed to their roles because they're significantly holding the CEO seat. They're not the CEO, the janitor, the stock keeper, you know, the register, the person at the register. They're not holding 50,000 hats to make that business operate. They're streamlining, you know, responsibilities to other people that fall up under their chain of command. So entrepreneurs are a different beast. Their makeup is just something that is significantly different than, you know, most people who go in and clock into, you know, into a job each and every day where they have other people to lean on and don't necessarily have all the benefactors of the responsibility of the business falling on them. So I think that it's important that entrepreneurs are given support, they are being recognized in the local area, and that they are being given the accolades in which they need to for the world and the communities that they serve to know who they are, what they're about, and how their business can make a significant impact in other people's lives. So for us, here at Loudmouth Radio, we're just really thrilled to have Tea Time on air as a special segment that we started this past fall going into the winter season. And tonight we're not going to fall anything less short of another great episode with our guest tonight, the Slice Bakery Cafe that's located in Stockbridge, Georgia. And
that's
sure
all I
they,
can say.
Yes, I know, right? So for all those who, you already know what time of the year it is, we're getting ready to go into the holidays. People that work at bakeries, they do not want to hear anything about diets. I'm just going to tell you right now.
No, not at all. Let me tell
you.
Don't say nobody, because you do have some very good personal trainers, and some of them, you know, will come on the show and talk about keeping your health up to par and exercise, and we honor them, so we don't want to knock off any of our personal trainers who want to come on the show and talk about their business. However,
they eat sweets too. Don't get it twisted.
But this is the thing.
They just burn it fast.
However, they need for us to eat the sweets so that they would have a job.
No sweets. It would be no opportunities to come to burn it.
I'm
you,
just
you know?
Telling you.
I like that.
So you
like
see
that.
How I roll that?
You see how I roll that?
So having said all of that,
I agree with that,
the person that we have coming on the show, let me just say, earlier today I was watching an older movie. Matter of fact, right before we came on the show, the Waltons was coming on, and I'm like, you know, I had a flashback. I'm sitting here like, oh my God, they, you know, they sat down and they ate dinner and they cooked and baked pies and cakes, and it just gave me this down home Christmas and Thanksgiving kind of feeling, and it made me think about the person who's going on the show, and then my analytical mind started saying, she must have watched the Waltons when she was a little, because the sweets that come out of this place.
It ain't right, people. It's not
it just
right.
Make you feel like you just want to go up into the mountains.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, have some comfort time with family. So
oh,
we're
comfort.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous. So we're so excited to have her on for a couple of reasons, definitely from a business perspective, but we've had the wonderful opportunity to have this young lady come into our own personal space and prepare such a beautiful treat for a special occasion for us. So we're very excited about having our guest come on. I never like to introduce them, so Sunny will introduce our guest. But I will give you a testimony, honey, of how I cannot wear my clothes right now because
hope
the
for
food
that.
Is so good. So I am going to speak into existence that we will have a personal trainer come on to help me get rid of some of the sweet treats.
That's not what's going to happen. That is called wishful thinking, people. I don't know. But look, I will tell you this. We do need to recognize our media partners for this broadcast this evening. Once again, we are live on livemyradio.com, and you see this hell foolery. I don't know. Jazz is trying to make up some reasons to justify what's going to happen this morning.
Oh, my God.
But the sweets are real, people. We want to recognize all of our media partners, past and present and future, that has been an incremental part of Loudmouth Radio's growth. We're so excited as a media platform, Jazzy. We're coming close, very, very close to our 100th episode.
Yes.
And
the countdown
is present. So this has been a great climb steadily for us. And I ain't gonna lie to you, it snuck up on me so fast. I do not even realize that we have been getting that close to the 100th episode. And
I'm hoping we have some tickets to give away for a very important upcoming event.
We're going to go ahead and recognize our media partners real quick. We want to recognize Pizza Day of Stockbridge, Georgia at 5248 North Henry Boulevard in Stockbridge. And we will hear their commercials and information this evening, as well as the Gentleman's Ball that is coming up December 7, 2014 at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis in downtown Atlanta. Mr. Juan and Jean Benson Small are the founders of that beautiful organization, and we definitely want to encourage you to go online and find out more about them. So we'll also speak highly in regards to that event, as well as some fundraisers leading into that opportunity of getting tickets to help this fundraising black tie event to be a success. And so tonight we have a special guest again, and we're going to make sure we bring these beautiful people on live, as well as their staff. I believe we have some good AMPI people here to speak in regards to this beautiful business called the Slice Bakery Cafe that is located in Stockbridge, Georgia. And I'm going to make sure that you know how to reach them. Mm-hmm. And also what also is the best part about them is, of course, the sweets. So I want to introduce Mr. Carlos and Mrs. Audrey Lawrence of the Slice Bakery Cafe in Stockbridge, Georgia. You guys are live on Live Mouth Radio. Are you there with us tonight?
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Hi, awesome. You beautiful awesome. People.
Hello, hello, hello.
I know you
guys
have been in queue. Hey, how are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing good. How are you?
Girl, we are hanging. We're just getting
I'm
it
over
in.
Here hurting. I'm hurting. I'm fiending. I don't watch the Walton. I saw pies and cakes, and all I could think about was key lime cupcakes.
I heard.
We're at the bakery now, so come on by. We'll open it up for you.
Oh, my God.
Please don't entice her. And y'all know it's cold outside.
Oh, my God. You know you need a good cupcake or something warm just coming out of the bakery when it's cold. So, yeah, I might just jump on in the car and come around.
So I got to ask you guys, for all of our listeners that are listening in and tuned in, would you please give us the honors of sharing with our audience, how did you guys get started with the Slice Bakery Cafe? What was the inspiration behind this great venture, getting started?
Getting started, actually, I've been a cake decorator for a little over 14 years, I guess.
Okay.
I worked in a bakery 3 or 4 years ago with Debbie. Mm-hmm. And, I used to tell Debbie, I want to get my own bakery. Having a bakery is so much work. I used to be like, I don't know if I want one now. But anyway, beginning of this year, an opportunity mm-hmm. came up. And one of my friends came to me and said, I know someone selling a bakery. And you should get it. And I was like, I don't know, but... the Lord was willing, and I did. And it's been an adventure so far. It's been fun. And so when I worked at the other bakery with Debbie, mm-hmm. She came with me here.
Oh, nice.
And Debbie, she's the main baker, and she makes all the best cakes and everything that y'all talking about.
Yes.
She's the one to thank for that. She has some good recipes. I bought a few with me, but her recipes are the bomb. Her and her mom's, and she shared them with us.
I love that.
We love her.
Mm-hmm.
Let
awesome
me tell
guys.
You very seldom.
It takes a village, man.
But you very seldom will hear someone, the owners of a business, say to the people who help make them have the name or the face behind the name. You very seldom will hear the owners give homage to those that work with them. That is just so commendable for you to do that, because a lot of times you will go into businesses and, you know, like the secretary that works for the executive, you very seldom will hear somebody say, well, you know, if it wasn't for my secretary, I really wouldn't be in business, or I wouldn't be able to continue the business.
Yeah.
So, you know, so how about you... And for you to give, you know, kudos to your staff. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because
you guys are over at the cafe, the bakery now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What time do you guys normally start? You normally start and you normally close at what time for open public business?
10 till 6. We're here Tuesday through Friday, 10 till 6, and then Saturday, 10 till 3.
Okay.
So Sundays
and
Mondays.
And we're closed Sunday. Yeah, we're closed Sunday and Monday. But for the holiday season, this week, next week, we're open Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So normally we are running, you said, so 5 days out of the week is your normal... Your normal hours?
Mm-hmm. Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
Tuesday through Saturday. Okay. So, mm-hmm. Audrey, for you, you've been 14 years designing, you said decorating cakes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. So how did you get started with decorating? How did you get started with decorating?
Took some classes because you know how you see decorative stuff and you're like, I wonder if I can do that. It looks interesting. Mm-hmm. So I took some classes. And then it just kind of took off from there.
Okay, guys, and let me tell you something. Audrey,
I'm sorry.
Carlos, you there? Go ahead, honey.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, when we started, you know, Audrey, we're mentioning too that we were doing it for our daughter's first birthday. And that was just something that she wanted to do. She said, you know, I want to do my daughter's first birthday cake. And it just kicked off from there. You know, it's something that we did. We put it out there. And just so you know, we're at the birthday party and everybody's seeing the cakes and people giving us calls. So then after that, you know, it was times how I got my stuff started was seeing her up at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning decorating cakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, she decorating cakes. She's coming to bed late. So I'm like, you know what? To do something to help her out so she wouldn't be up so late that she can get her butt in bed. So I ain't going to take the credit for myself.
Like, girl, you got to come on.
Yeah, you know, so I ended up start taking classes myself. So it was fun, and it's challenging at times, especially when people come up and say, can you make this design, whether it be a shoe or a hat or, you know, sunglasses or a motorcycle. So it just, it's challenging. I love it. I mean, it's a part of what we are now.
You know what, guys? I want to tell our audience this. When I tell you, I'm so glad to hear Carlos share that story because I didn't even know that tidbit. But literally, when I met Audrey and Carlos, and
tell the tea.
I'm like, wait a minute, I want to say this. I'm just going to say that just for Carlos to share that extra part. This furthermore lets me know why I think these two are such a special couple. Like, if you guys have never ordered or been in their bakery or have had the opportunity to really patron their business, I'm going to encourage you to. And we're going to give you the details of how to reach them, how to find them, and everything. But literally, when I met these guys, I just thought that they had such a great chemistry. And I can sense and see what Carlos saying that, you know what, I wanted to learn how I could do, you know, the things that he's doing now and furthermore help to accentuate this into their business together. And I just want to commend you guys that I love to hear, you know, people working together in this capacity and being supportive because, you know, there's a lot of people out here that have businesses that are married, have partners or whatever, significant others, and don't
they
have that support.
So not, exactly.
They don't have that support. And, Carlos, you work another job as well.
Right.
And Audrey, you too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And but you know what the thing is, and I also commend Audrey on this aspect of saying that, you know, like you said, Jazz, she's giving kudos to her staff. This operation runs, you know, consistently. Anyone's going to operate now, or somebody's going to be there. They're going to greet you. They're very pleasant. The space is really laid out nicely for you to just be able to come in and place your order. So for our listeners
you totally went out. Say it again. Did you guys hear her?
No.
Did not, no.
See, she's having some, we're having some old school technical difficulties. We used to have technical difficulties.
I don't know what happened, but I'm
but
here.
I think the wind chimes is knocking us out.
Yeah, it's 20 degrees. You know, at the 20
studio.
Degrees, we start having issues with our connections. No, I'm kidding.
Like, I'm across, you know, when you're at the studio, you're across from the mic, so you're seeing each other, and I'm watching her mouth just move.
Oh, wow. I was doing that mime over here. But literally, for our listeners, I was going to say you need to check out their website, theslicebakery.net. So I'm looking at the site, and there is a tremendous amount of different cakes, cupcakes, and custom cakes that's on his website. So from the perspective, Audrey, are you doing a decor, the majority of the decorations of these cakes that's on here?
Carlos and I, and Debbie, she decorates also. She doesn't want to, but she does.
Oh, my God.
But Carlos
and
I does the majority of it.
Oh, my God.
That's really stressful.
Yes, the Minnie Mouse cake, the Tiffany Heart Box, Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat. I mean, these cakes are absolutely gorgeous. The Mardi Gras mask. So for you guys, as, you know, people are coming in and placing orders in that nature, that process of them telling you what they want, do you primarily get a lot of input from them? You know, as far as the layout and the makeup of how the cake looks, or do you pretty much take in the order of what they want? They say, well, you know what, I want a Tiffany cake, And, you know, I wanted to say this. Do you guys really make the decisions, or do you guys work with your customer base from beginning to end on the cake layout?
Yeah, we work with them. We work with them, and most times they know exactly what they want. They're real detailed, and so we'll write it all down. And if they have a picture, that's even better. But, yeah, we try to pretty much give them whatever they're asking for. And
then
we also have some examples that they can use or go by.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So have you guys ever had a cake that somebody came in and they were so outlandish and said, okay, I want a twig and I want a bridge running over top of a boot, you know, and it curled up like the Witchy Poo shoe? I mean, you know, just something crazy that you guys have not been able to do. Because I'm telling you, audience, listeners.
You asked them a question, honey. Hold on.
But I'm just saying, they are so incredible. That's why I'm asking, because when you see their designs, you recognize that they're talented. So yeah, that's why I was asking.
Well, some of those we have had some decorations that it was just way above. Like some you'll see pretty much, you know, on what's that show called, Cake Boss. We have had some designs like that, and I'm still working on some other type of designs, but with me and certain designs, I can look at it and I say, well, I can do that. I give them a okay right away. I can do it right then. But if it takes me a little longer to say, okay, well, I'm not sure. You know, I'll say, you know what? No, I can't do it. Not at this moment. You know, I'd rather not do it than to do it and not look like they want it to look, because our name is behind that.
Exactly. So. I love that. See, this is why I love y'all more and more, because you know what? It'd be just that one cake that did not come out right, and somebody go and talk about it. Now, they know the cake tastes excellent, because the cakes
right.
are just amazing. But the cake tasted good, but they didn't do what I asked them to do. So it's, sometimes all money is just not good money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because it's your reputation behind it. But about the taste, the taste.
Oh.
I'll tell everybody on this show now, the taste, and I don't know if Debbie's on. Debbie here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Debbie girl.
Hey, Debbie.
Hello, darling.
I'm
listening. Hey.
I will put Debbie's recipes up against anybody. You know, I mean, the way her cakes taste, and they're just awesome. So that would never be an issue with us, is the taste of the cakes and the recipes. So she's great.
Listen, my pant size can attest to that, okay? Audience, listeners, y'all know I'm not going to lie to y'all. Let me just tell you. So they made a cake for us in desperation. We met them, I met them in desperation. We ended up having everything that could go wrong. And I'm going to tell you the glass half full first, and then I'll go to the glass. I mean, the glass half empty first, and then I'll go to the glass half full. So we were in a desperate state, because everything that could fall apart for our wedding reception in our backyard. We had a huge wedding planned this year. For those of you that have followed us, you know we did the marriage equality. So we had a legal marriage in Washington, D.C., but then we had our plans for our big, huge wedding, not huge, but, you know, a beautiful wedding at the Fox this year in August. And then we had a mishap and got injured over the summer, and so we weren't able to do what we wanted to do, but we still planned a very small reception in our backyard with a few friends. Okay, so everything that could fall apart fell apart. Things did not go right. People didn't show up. It was just great. Tables were not delivered. Everything that was supposed to be just wasn't. So we were just ridiculous. However, it was ridiculous. It was the most elegant ghetto wedding reception in the backyard of our home that you could possibly ever imagine.
Oh,
you know, you never say never, and you never talk about people. It teaches you a valuable lesson, because then when it comes knocking at your door and you're looking like Sally the Dum Dum, nevertheless, the Slice Bakery Cafe owners and team made us an amazing cake. Just let me tell you, we ate cake every day. I was waking up eating cake for breakfast. I was eating cake for lunch. and feeling really guilty but still eating another piece by dinner.
I feel like I'm on A&E, like we're listening to the bio.
It was ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. But I'm saying, you know, and this is the thing.
Oh, my God.
It's one thing for you to be on the show talking about your business, and we're saying, oh, yes, go see them. But it's another thing to say from experience that you had not only – you know, great customer service, people who care, timely delivery, presentation. It's one thing to say all of that. But when you can say they came in on an emergency and they came in when we had tears thinking, okay, this is just a mess. And then for it to be delicious and divine to the point.
And made with love.
Somebody said to us after the reception a few days, they contacted us and said it was really wonderful. They had a great time. And they said, let me tell you, it was two things that was off the chain at your wedding reception. And I was like, what? And they said, your godmother's speech and the cake. Not,
right.
You guys look great.
Okay.
Not, you know, the open bar was fabulous, the outside decor, none of that. Our godmother's speech and the cake. How about that?
The truth is the truth.
So, guys, those of you that are listening, especially my northerners, because, you know, I'm from the north side, they are worth the drive if you want excellent service, you want a good price, and you want a very good and beautiful cake. So there you go.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys very much.
Testimonial.
Yes.
And that's
somebody
one thing
so sweet. Is that somebody that's with us?
It's Peggy. Hi, it's Peggy.
Hey, Miss Peggy. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We are so good. Wonderful, my darling. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. So, look, guys, we have... So I think we pretty much got the staff of the Slice
Yes.
Cafe live here with us. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Staff and supporters. Yes?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. So I think that you've had a real testimonial, for real, on my radio about the Slice Bakery Cafe. And when I tell you, she's not exaggerating. I mean, these guys have such a good presentation when it comes to, you know, the cakes. I was going to ask this question. What is the best time period for you all to take orders and to get those orders out, as far as our listening audience? Especially going into the holiday season, you know, this is the best time to order, you know, whatever you need to think that you need to have for your event. But Carlos, Audrey, Peg, somebody. Just give me the aspect of what is the best time frame to give you guys a cake order and expect it to be complete.
Peggy?
Peggy, yeah.
I would say for the holidays, we take in orders as early as 9 in the morning up until 6 o'clock in the evening. We're open now Monday through Saturdays for the holidays.
Okay.
So you can call us anytime, no hours, and we'll be gladly to help you and take your orders and make sure that you have some good desserts for your Thanksgiving. And if it's custom cakes, at least give us a week or two notice.
Okay, so today is actually the 18th, so we're looking at a week out right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to tell you. So for... We're getting ready to get into the Thanksgiving holiday season. So the Slice Bakery Cafe, so how long have you guys technically been open?
Since April of this year.
April of this year. So we haven't even made a year yet.
Not yet.
That is amazing. And...
Mm-hmm.
You would think...
Hello?
But that goes to tell you, too, the experience collectively, it shows, you know, and this, you know, that's far beyond the amount of time that you guys have been open based on what you guys are providing to the public. And, you know, the actual space is a really cool space because you guys also have an area where you can have parties and different segments of events and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as far as the usage of the space, how would that go for, you know, for somebody potentially? They can maybe do a birthday party, something like that in the space?
Yeah, we rent out the cafe side. It seats 30 people. It'll probably hold about 40. It's just depending on the event. And we rent it out. It's very affordable, like 4 hours at a time for $200. And that's basically it. You can bring in whatever you like. We prefer that you use our desserts, though. But
I would think, right?
Yeah, you know. If I come in here with them other stores, boxes and stuff, that might be it.
You know, with the grocery store, paper, green letters, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all already know. Don't come up in there talking about some when they got that buttercream. No, I don't need you to do that, sir. We're not gonna let. Excuse me, sir. You need a hall pass. I'm gonna need you now.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, guys. Let's go take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back live on Loud Mouth Radio with the Slice Bakery Cafe. You're listening to the Loud Mouth Radio Network.
Are you ready for the best pizza, wings, subs, salads, desserts, and more? Stop by Pizza Day at 5248 North Henry Boulevard in Stockbridge, Georgia, open 7 days a week. Contact us for your daily lunch and dinner specials. You can like us on Facebook at It's a Pizza Day. Also, make sure you visit our website at itsapizzaday.com and order online. Delivery is also available, and if you haven't heard, let them know that you heard this on Loudmouth Radio.
It takes great content and the right media branding mix to deliver a great service. Here at Loudmouth Radio Network, we intend on doing both and exceeding our own expectations. Advertising on loudmouthradio.com provides you a cost-effective vehicle to brand your business repeatedly, providing you packages that consistently announce your business without breaking the bank. Despite the traditional high price tag that traditional radio brings, it makes sense to become a media partner with Loudmouth Radio that provides you an already built-in multimedia campaign to push your brand out. Make sure you contact us today, and any of our specialists with Loudmouth Media Brand will be able to help you get out further. Contact us today at 706-363-3895. And don't forget, visit us online at loudmouthradio.com. Great. We are back live on loudmouthradio.com, and we are having a fantastic evening tonight with our special guest, the Slice Bakery Cafe, located right in the heart of Stockbridge, Georgia. And we want to thank these guys for being on air with us. They're located at 3230 Highway 42 in Suite B in Stockbridge, Georgia. And they're also available online at theslicebakery.net. We also want to make sure we recognize one of our media partners for this actual special occasion that's coming up. The Gentlemen's Foundation of Urban Socialized Magazine presents the third annual Gentlemen's Ball, the holiday edition, December 7, 2014 at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at thegentlemansfoundation.org, and this is nothing less than a fantastic opportunity to come out and look your best. It's a black tie event. Juan and G are actually the producers and the founders of the Gentleman's Ball, and we also want to make sure that you're able to connect with them. They have a special fundraiser that will be taking place Sunday, November 23rd from 7 to 11 p.m. at Nancy's Pizza at 3167 Peachtree Road in Atlanta, Georgia. And the admission is actually one canned food item, which is going to help National Youth Prize Services feed homeless youth. And you purchase your tickets at the Gentleman's Ball on site or at thegentlemansfoundation.org. And portion of the proceeds are to benefit the foundation of the Gentleman's Foundations Incorporated. And we are back live with the Slice Bakery Cafe, and we have our special guests on air with us tonight, Audrey and Carlos Lawrence, as well as their staff at the Slice Bakery Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. You guys there with us?
Yes.
We here?
Yes.
Great. So let me ask this one significant question for those who may be listening to this actual broadcast. We do have listeners that are everywhere from city, statewide, and things of that nature. Do you guys offer some type of shipping for orders that may be outside of your area?
Well, that's something that we've definitely been looking into, because I had a client to come down from Maryland, and so that we made her a take, and she loved it. The first thing she got back to Maryland, she called us with all kinds of ideas how to ship it. never shipped anything in her life, but she telling us everything that you need to do to ship a cake.
Right.
Because she got her co-workers and her friends and neighbors taste it, and they want those cakes in Maryland.
That's
so
right. That's right.
We are looking at some ways to definitely ship some cakes up there. Now, granted, they can't be the design cakes that we do because we've all had packages being delivered, and it
yes.
comes, supposed to be a box, but it comes in the shape of an oval by the time you get it. So we definitely want the cakes doing that. So just the regular traditional cakes like the pound cake or the German chocolate, something that's not too difficult to decorate, we're definitely
right.
doing something like that first of the year.
Awesome. Yes, because I know I need to send the grandkids some key lime cupcakes. Let me tell you something. Y'all know those
God.
Of you that know me, if I am so a stickler. If I eat one thing, I may try something else. But if it's one thing I love, that's it. That's all I'm going to ever order because they're fabulous. If it's not broke, I'm not going to fix it. And so everybody in my family needs the key lime cupcakes.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, over the top. So, you know what's interesting, Carlos? I used to have a client some years ago that did cheesecakes. And she was one of my internet advertising clients. And she ran with us for a few years. And I remember I ordered a cake from her, a carrot cheesecake, sent it out to my mom, who loves carrot cake. And at the time, she was in Chicago. And, you know, of course, we're here in Georgia. And I want to say that she would do some type of freezing of the cake
yep.
and package it up to, you know, to be able to ship it out. So I'm sure you guys are resourced and research those techniques in order to do that because, you know, the great thing about that, and I guess when you're freezing, it allows you to maintain the taste,
right.
you know,
right.
of the product. Yeah, it keeps its freshness. And you guys by far have such a great product, and I commend you guys. I did not – so we're like it – this is November – you guys have just passed the 6-month threshold. And, honestly, I'm really surprised. I thought you guys had been open a lot longer than that. And that just goes to show the fortitude of just what you guys are on the right track and your growth is
right.
substantially happening. And I'm really proud of you guys.
Thanks.
So far as – is Ms. Deb still with us?
Yeah.
Hey, Ms. Deb.
Hello.
So, Ms. Deb, you have been baking and putting all the love and the potion into these mixes. So how long have you been baking, and what got you started into baking?
I guess I've been baking probably for about 30 years. But like Audrey said, I started doing my children's birthday cakes. And then my mama was a baker. My grandma was a baker. I don't know if anybody remembers Rich's when they had the bakery, when Rich's was in business.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, my grandma retired from Rich's Bakery, and then my first job was with Rich's Bakery.
Oh, wow. So you
like
a baker?
Hey,
I'm the old one.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No,
I just want to say, this, too. I don't know how much longer we have, but you could not ask for two finer people, well, three, count Peggy, but Carlos and Audrey. People don't realize they have full-time jobs because they're trying their best. They want to be full-time in the bakery, but right now they're having to work their full-time jobs. But people don't realize they'll come in, and they might not go home on a Friday night. They're going to make sure everybody's orders are done, and they're beautiful. And if they have to stay there Thursday night, Friday night, whatever it takes, they come from their job, it's going to get done. And they are wonderful. And it's like a family there. It's not like that, you know, they're our bosses or whatever. It's like we're just all one big family.
One big family, right.
We are.
And it's just, I think God put us all together.
That is so awesome. And they're telling the truth. I told you, y'all come in there, y'all just want to squeeze and hug each other.
and now it does. And
y'all
listen,
know how
takes,
I feel about it.
Yeah, Miss Jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it does take a few days for custom, but if you need a homemade cake or cupcake, if you call us early enough, we might can even get that done the same day, if not the next day.
Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to order, on a serious note, if I wanted to order, let's say, 3 or 4 cakes for Thanksgiving, I would need to order that now so it would be ready, right?
Yes, please.
We would prefer you to.
Okay.
I mean,
and
if you get an emergency and say, oh, I didn't know I needed a cake,
mm-hmm.
still call us because we're going to do something. And let me just say, poor little Peggy, she thought she was being hired for the front end when she first started helping us. And that was several years ago.
Yeah, you got
and they called
boom,
me
honey.
To the bank. They called me to the bank one day to help, and I've been back there since then. But Debbie did learn me how to bake everything that I know how to bake. Debbie learned me how to bake everything. And I like telling people that me and Debbie make sure it tastes good, and Audrey and Carlos going to make sure it looks good.
That's
right.
So wonderful.
That's
so wonderful. And you know what? That's when you know you have a well-oiled machine, and it runs the way that it should. You have, you know, it's nothing to be the owner. Honestly, if you have some money, you can own something. But owning something and having a well-oiled machine are two different things. When you have a good team of people that work well together, your product comes out with love, and honest to God, it shows. It's in the taste, it's in the feel of the place. You know, when you go into some places and everybody is nasty and mean, you just don't want to go back.
Yeah, right.
Even if the food tastes good, the energy is off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to keep spending money in a place where somebody is negative, or, you know, the owners are rude, or the workers, you know, they don't want to be there. And all you're hearing is, I can't wait till I get off. And you just don't find that. When you come to your place, I remember, for those of you that don't know, you will know soon, we shot a commercial and a sitcom that's going to be airing very soon. It is hilarious. And this group of people that work at Slice Bakery Cafe allowed our production team, to come in and do this skit. Oh, my God, it's hilarious. We laugh every time I watch it. You know, they're still in editing and getting it all ready so that it can be publicized. But you just wait. But I'm saying all that to say that they just 100% opened up their doors to allow us to come in and shoot it there. But they also, you know, the commercial out of it is so, so nice. But then the sitcom is hilarious. So wait till you see this producer, Sonny, in action, and the other people that were actually in the skit. I had a very small part in there, but I can't tell you what it is because I was behind the scenes, but it was hilarious. So that's something that we cannot wait to actually air on Loudmouth TV, so you guys will be able to see the actual space and just know that the staff and the team were so wonderful and allowing us to come in and to do that.
Oh, you're welcome. And can I also say that Sonny is, you can't help but love her as well. So she's been great to us. So thank you for all you do, Sonny.
I just tweeted
right.
her and sent her a private
thank
message
you,
to tell her to say that. I'm just kidding. No, but you know what, guys? This is wonderful. I think God puts people in each other's paths for specific reasons, like Dev said. That people come together, and, you know, I, when I say this honestly, you know, I know Ms. Deb before from, you know, her business that was over, and I know that she had been baking for a while, and, you know, when I had an opportunity to see all of you guys form together and come into the space, it just felt so, like it felt so common, like I had been there for a long period of time. It felt like I have, you know, have known you guys much longer than I've actually have, which has only been a few months. And, you know, like I said, the space is so comfortable. It's so, it's just a real welcoming space. And like Jazzy said, you know, and that's important. I don't think enough people understand how significant it is to have good energy coming into your space, because
sometimes we forget
the gratitude in the relationship process, that, you know, everything about us is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And people will pick up on your energy before they even listen to, you know, get an opportunity to hear what you have to say. So you guys have been doing extremely well with, you know, just being true to who you are. And it's coming out definitely in the presentation, in the taste of you guys serving the desserts that you guys are offering to the public. And I want to tell people again to make sure you go online and visit their website at theslicebakery.net, and then also on Facebook at facebook.com/theslicebakery. Now, Audrey, are you guys have something, some type of little special promotion or some things like that? I know you said you wanted to mention while we're on air tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like
for
to share
listeners.
Those with our audience?
Yeah. For your listeners, I said I would extend the Thanksgiving special, and it was 10% off. So I said for Sunny's listeners, I'll do 25% off till the
Shut
end of the week.
Shut up, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to put in an order for about 55. Oh, no.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, I'm going to be a size 92. I need to calm down.
Let me make sure I'm getting this, because this is about to go out across our social media.
Okay. It's 25% off Thanksgiving orders till this Saturday.
Until this Saturday.
Which is the 22nd. Mm-hmm.
Until this Saturday for our listeners, 25% for Thanksgiving special.
Oh, they just need to mention that they heard it on the Loudmouth Radio.
I love it. So, guys, you heard that, listeners. I'm going to say it one more time. At the Slice Bakery Cafe for your Thanksgiving order, for listening to our show and mentioning that you heard it here live on Tea Time, you will receive 25% off up to this Saturday for your Thanksgiving orders.
Mm-hmm.
So get it in quickly, because they are going to be slammed, because the Slice Bakery Cafe treats are amazing. I'm telling you, trust me. Trust me, y'all. Amazing. Now, I wanted to say this really quickly, too, because we're still in, every season has weddings, and their wedding cakes are incredible. I told you that's, you know, that was our entry into tasting their wonderful treats. So winter wedding cakes, spring wedding cakes, summer, fall wedding cakes are available. Definitely call them in advance so you can come in for your tastings and figure out just what cake it is that you want. I know our cake had different layers, and it had different cakes so that all of our guests could taste them. The key lime cake was the winner at our reception, but they had vanilla, and what was the other one? Because I really didn't taste anything else.
I think
key lime.
It was chocolate.
Baby, I was done at key lime, but everybody else enjoyed the rest of the cake, too. So I wanted to plug that. They also do baby shower cakes and graduation cakes, all seasons, all different events.
Any occasion.
To do any occasion, retirement parties. And we definitely want to get you in to get your orders in early, so that if you do have an event, especially with the holidays coming up, you want to make sure to order early. You don't want to be caught in that last minute, where can I get a custom cake?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted
to. And guys, if you come into the baker and you feel guilty that you had a cupcake, I'll do 10 push-ups with you, then that'll be fine for one second.
Y'all heard it right
there. You buy your cupcake, we'll run around the building, and that'll be it. You'll be good to go.
Your
That's
personal trainer and
that.
Your cake. Right there at the Slice Bakery Cafe.
Can't beat it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sunny.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying thank you so much to Sunny.
Oh,
and you too,
Jazzy.
And Jazzy, thank you guys both.
You are so welcome. We love you guys so much. We definitely want more people to know about you. And the only reason that you don't have 100,000 people at the door is because 100,000 people didn't know. But now with all of our listeners on Stitcher Radio as well as TuneIn Radio, they definitely will know who you are from not only here locally, but all over the world. We do have listeners that are across the countries and other states, so we're excited about that. So definitely we'll plug you more and more and more. You're able to use this so that people can hear the good history of how you guys got started and how your team works together. But definitely they will hear about your key lime cupcakes, if nothing else. Those will be your number one top selling. I guess I should plug Sunny. She loves the German chocolate.
And the pound
the German
cake.
Chocolate cupcakes. And the pound. Oh, the pound cake, girl. How did I forget
cake.
It? 2 days ago, I gained 2 pounds because I ate both pieces that she brought brought home. So we really, really appreciate you guys so much for coming on. Is it something else that you guys, or is it anything else that you wanted to say before we go off air?
No, you did good. Thank you so
shout
much for the opportunity.
Shout out the phone number, Audrey.
The phone number, call us at 678-782-6541. The website is theslicebakery.net.
Great, y'all. So I'm glad everyone has had an opportunity to speak tonight from the Slice Bakery Cafe. You guys have been awesome. This has just been a great broadcast on Live Mark Radio and Tea Time. Even throughout our little technical issues, I don't know what was going on. I was just sitting here going glide, just like listening to everybody. Like, okay, can I say something right now? And I'm just blocked out and muted. But, guys, it has been a nothing short of a blessing to meet you guys. And I think that anyone that makes the opportunity and makes the trip into Stockbridge, right outside of McDonough, the Eagles Landing area, you guys are right near Eagles Landing and Highway 42. Or if you're coming from the close from the Conyers side, you can come in off of 138 to Highway 42 and make it over to them. So for all those who haven't had an opportunity to see them online again, theslicebakery.net is the actual website. And, again, make sure you guys
like
visit
us on
them.
Facebook.
Yes. Is it the Slice Bakery?
Uh-huh. The Slice Bakery Cafe on Facebook. Like us.
Awesome, guys. I thank you guys so much, so much. Yes, yes. And for those, again, have an opportunity, if you have a group of friends, you have some kids, you want to do the little party room, I do recommend it. It would be a great space. Jazz is over here talking about she needs to have high tea with the girls. I'm like, oh, my God, Kevin. but these guys serve the best bars, brownies, cookies, cupcakes, pies, mini cakes, tarts, you name it. And I think anybody knows that pretty much the red velvet is the German chocolate cakes. Of course, Jazz is going to let you know they sell key lime. That's just been a without a doubt. If she was working, that's all y'all would sell. See? But, guys, thanks again so much for being on air with us tonight. And we want to make sure and encourage our listeners to tune in with our broadcast and follow us on Stitcher Radio, which is streaming to over 4 million car dashboards, as well as TuneIn Radio, which is actively pushing 50 million plus listeners a month. And we are just blessed as a network to be online at livemouthradio.com. And this show will be available for archive about roughly 5 or 10 minutes after we get off air. So if you're just coming in and didn't have opportunity to hear from the beginning, you can archive this show. And for all of those who have an opportunity, follow us on Twitter at Loudmouth and at Loudmouth Radio. And we're on Facebook at Loudmouth Radio Network. And we want to tell everyone thank you again for listening to this episode of Tea Time. And we will be back next week and listen in, as well as follow us online for more upcoming events and episode information as we get closer to our 100th episode. For all those who have been with us tonight, thank you again for listening. And it's been a blessing.
Thank
Thanks, guys, for being on air.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good
night.
Bye-bye.
So I just have to say this, guys. It's been a blessing to be able to still talk to you, because outside of this matter, we try to keep our professionalism as highly as we can, even through the technical issues. So I'm grateful that we had the ability to talk online tonight. Make sure you stay with us as we come back next week on LiveMouthRadio.com. Have a good evening.